Good morning, and welcome to the Holy Rosary program. 60 minutes of prayer, music, and reflection from the rich storehouse of Roman Catholic tradition. Join us now as we praise God and honor our Blessed Mother Mary with petitions for world peace, peace in our country, and peace in our families. Today is Sunday, December the 18th, and we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent. I'm your host, Al Smith, and I would ask you to please join me in praying for the many intentions that weigh on our hearts each and every day. Let us also take a few moments this morning to thank God for His many graces and blessings He continues to give us here on this earthly pilgrimage. As we begin our hour of prayer, let us recite together the prayer to Our Lady of Charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Most Holy Mother of Charity, who came to us as a messenger of peace across the sea, you are the Mother of all. To you we come, Most Holy Mother of God, to honor you with love as your children. To your motherly heart we entrust our desires and hopes, our works and our prayers. We pray for our countries, that we may be able to build nations based on peace and unity. We pray for our families, that they may live in fidelity and love. We pray for our children, that they may grow strong in spirit and in body. We pray for our young people, that their faith may increase, as well as their attachment to the truth. We pray for the sick, the homeless, the lonely, the exiled, and for all suffering souls. We pray for the Catholic Church, for its missions, for its clergy, religious and laity, and especially for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Mother of Charity, we place ourselves under your mantle of protection. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. To him be the glory and the power, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday morning, Father Kevin Scallon will lead us in praying the joyful mysteries of the Holy Rosary. And we pay special attention, of course, to the third decade of the Rosary, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we ask God to give us a special grace to finish well this Advent season. We have 1 week to Christmas, and so let us make the best of this week as we prepare for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In the Rosary, Mary takes us on a contemplative journey through the mysteries of Jesus, her Son. The Rosary is a prayer which we say with our hearts, our lips, and our fingers. It is a contemplative prayer which touches our deepest spirit. In this Rosary, we ask Jesus to heal us as we join our prayers with those of His Mother. In the joyful mysteries, we celebrate the awesome events of God's plan for our salvation. The Father sent His beloved Son, Jesus, through Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, our Savior, is the healer of the whole world.
Jesus, Son of God, born to set us free. Our sin, our pain.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. We pray for the healing of rejection in our lives. Mary, how willingly you received Jesus. What a joyful welcome you gave him. How you loved him as he grew within you. Mother Mary, look on the lonely child, on all who come to birth unwanted and unloved, and who live each day its painful memory. Hold to your heart the wounded child in all of us and comfort our afflicted spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. Let us pray for the unborn and for all the victims of abortion. Lord, even from your mother's womb you sanctified John the Baptist and caused him to leap for joy. Jesus, visit all unborn children and their mothers. Look with tenderness upon them and keep them safe. Look with compassion on those who leap in pain because their little life is threatened. Visit with forgiveness and love all those who weep like Rachel for their children because they are no more, and bring consolation to their broken hearts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. We ask to be healed of our fear of poverty and the poor. Joseph, had it been left to you, things would have been different. how you must have worried for Mary and her child as the time drew near. But none of this was your choosing. You wanted to be born this way. Please teach us, holy man, how to find dignity even in being poor. Help us to find Christ in poor places and in the midst of his little ones who have nothing. Teach us, Saint Joseph, to have an open heart and an open hand. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Let us pray to be healed of the fear of aging and of death. Lord, when the old man Simeon saw you, he knew his long wait was over and that he could now go in peace. Jesus, we thank you for letting us see you in your church, especially in the Holy Eucharist. Take from us, Lord, all fear of death, and help us to persevere to the end. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of Jesus in the temple. We pray to be healed of our sinful inclinations. Lord Jesus, without your presence in our lives, we too are lost. How many times have we lost ourselves deliberately, and you searched for us and brought us back to our Father's house? And we could do it all again, Lord, such is our sinfulness and weakness. Thank you for the sacrament of your mercy, where we know we can always find forgiveness and the healing of our sins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. Mother of mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the reward of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. May the divine assistance remain always with us,
and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen.
Good Sunday morning to you all. You're listening to the Holy Rosary program here on FM 98.5 CKWR. I'm your host, Al Smith, and I want to thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning to say our prayers together and get ready for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're 1 week away from the big day, and many people call it the big day, but it is a very special and holy day where we celebrate our Lord's birth. And, you know, I think I went to Mass this morning already and got the early one. And, of course, I really enjoy the gospel from this Sunday's readings. And I thought I would share it with you this morning because it resonates so beautifully with me. I think of St. Joseph and his role in the Holy Family. And so may I share with you the gospel from today's Mass. It is gospel according to St. Matthew. And so St. Matthew writes, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I must say that I absolutely love this passage, and I think of how much peace and consolation Saint Joseph would have had in his heart when the angel appeared to him and set the record straight that he was the chosen one. He was the chosen one to be the father of the Messiah. And I would have been very nervous after, of course, hearing that message from the angel. But Saint Joseph took it in stride. He was a man of prayer, a man of action, and he knew the Messiah was coming, that the Messiah would be born of a virgin. He knew of all the prophecies in sacred scripture. And so he just took this good news and, of course, was obedient. And I just imagine him, you know, meeting with the Blessed Mother after this dream he had, and the tears that would have been rolling down his face when he actually then just looked to her so tenderly, so beautifully, knowing that she was carrying in her womb the Messiah. I always think that the first Hail Mary ever recited was through the lips of Saint Joseph. I could just see him meeting with her and saying, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Because he knew through this message of an angel that the Lord was with her. And of course, he would continue and say, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. He knew the name that he was going to give that child. And so it seems appropriate that he would have been the first to say that. And of course, the prayer continues. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. How prophetic that those words are, because Saint Joseph, as tradition will, you know, share with us, that he died in the arms of Jesus and Mary, that he would have had that very beautiful holy embrace. And, you know, we always look to Saint Joseph as a chosen soul, of course, by God to be the foster father of Jesus. But he, I think of all the members of the Holy Family, was the member that I think was the most vulnerable to the temptations of the world. Because, again, he wasn't immaculately conceived as the Blessed Mother was, or, again, had a divinity that Christ had. He was like you and I. And so, of course, he was always looking for consolation and prayer. And so, naturally, he would go to the Mother and go to the Son and ask to pray for him, a sinner. And sometimes it's hard to think of saints as sinners, but they all were. And we all are called to be saints. We really are. And that is our mission, to try to become holy, to become a saint. And Saint Joseph was a great model of that. He tried his absolute best to fulfill the mission that was given to him. And what a big mission it was to be the foster father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go to Saint Joseph to draw that strength that we need to be that good example, to find joy in adversity, to find strength in hardship, to know that this journey to heaven, will have its peaks and its valleys. And I pray that each and every one of you that is listening today will go to Saint Joseph and find a great strength and consolation through his holy example. You know, Christmas is this time where we focus on Jesus, but I cannot help but think of all the other, I want to say, characters in the Christmas story. The shepherds, the wise men, of course, our Lord and our Blessed Lady. There are lessons to be learned in this Christmas story. And so I hope that this week towards the big day, Christmas Day, that we prepare well and meditate on the other characters too. Because there's a great deal to be learned by the shepherds and their obedience to the message of an angel, just as Joseph was obedient to the message of an angel. And, of course, the three kings, and, you know, the story goes on and on. But I think you get my point. Let's sit and ponder this great mystery. You know, it is a mystery of God's love and God's mercy that he came and took on flesh and came into the world to save us. And so let us continue this tradition that we have on Sundays to pray together this beautiful prayer entitled The Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And we'll have our good friend Marilla Ness lead us in this prayer. So I encourage you now to pick up your rosary beads together and pray with me, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
And now we begin the chaplet. In between each decade, you will hear one of the messages given by Jesus to Faustina. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Faustina had a vision of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. My daughter, he said, speak to priests about this inconceivable mercy of mine. The flames of mercy are burning me. I want to keep pouring them out upon souls, but souls just don't want to believe in my goodness. Today I am sending you with my mercy to the whole of mankind. I do not want to punish aching mankind, but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart. Therefore, before the day of justice, I am sending the day of my mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. My mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. Who can measure the extent of my goodness for you? I descended from heaven to earth. For you I let my sacred heart be pierced with a lance, opening wide the source of mercy for you. Come then with trust to draw graces from this fountain. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I never reject a contrite heart. Your misery will disappear in the depths of my mercy. You will give me pleasure if you hand over to me all your troubles and griefs. I will pour out upon you the treasures of my grace. Oh, what great graces I will grant souls who will recite this chaplet. By means of it, you can ask and obtain anything if what you ask for will be compatible with my will. I want the whole world to know my infinite mercy. I want to give unimaginable graces to those who trust in my mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Unceasingly say the chaplet that I have taught you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation. Even if there were a sinner most hardened, if he recites this chaplet only once, he will receive great grace from my infinite mercy. I desire that the whole world know of my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you.
Good Sunday morning to you all. You're listening to the Holy Rosary program here on FM 98.5 CKWR. I'm your host, Al Smith, and I want to thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning to say our prayers together, to give thanks to God, and to enjoy a little bit of Christmas music. That was "O Come, All Ye Faithful" by Susan Boyle. And it is that, calling of everybody together. And it is really a great time of celebration, and I hope that you will spend the week well. I know there's always the pressures of getting those Christmas gifts and getting the house ready, but we need to continue to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. May we make some time each and every day to connect with God, to thank Him for sending us a Savior. And, there will be many opportunities for us to give of our time and talent and treasure to the many causes that are available to donate to. And Christmas time is a time where there are difficulties and stresses. But know that we have a duty to alleviate the pain of the poor, the marginalized. And so may you be able to find the grace to just find the right spot for your donation. Find the right spot to lend your time. And God will reward you, of course. I love, of course, the people that just can't do much but always say, "You can count on my prayers." I think of the seniors, especially the shut-ins, those who won't be able to get out at Christmas, but are so faithful to their prayer life, praying for others. And so thank you on behalf of the poor, the marginalized, those who are praying that God will send help. And, you know, this is the beauty of prayer. It does change things. It's the most powerful thing we can do. And so may you have a week full of prayer. You have to sometimes schedule this. This is what's difficult. You know, we have busy lives and we schedule everything. But I've learned I need to sometimes schedule my time with God to say, we're going to, you know, spend an hour together in prayer. And it may be at home, it may be at the church. But it sounds silly, but sometimes I have to say, Jesus, we're going to do 10 to 11 today. And, you know, again, make that time and be committed to that. You will find a great reward. And so I want to share with you again, Bishop Sheen, Monday evenings, 8 o'clock here. A great Christmas program we're going to share on Monday. His Advent Reflections, his beautiful show, of course, Life is Worth Living. So again, you're going to really enjoy his Christmas message. And so Monday evenings, 8 o'clock, please join us. And so I want to, of course, wish everybody well this week. Again, I keep saying how busy this week will be, but make time for our Lord. And know that we will be here Christmas Day. We are, of course, having our regular programming, so you'll hear my voice. And, of course, Christmas, it's a labor of love. It's great to come to the station and share the Christmas cheer and joy with you. And so, as my good mother would say to me all the time, remember, Alan, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And so I hope that you will finish well in this Christmas season. Anyway, so I want to give a special shout out, of course, to all the members of the Catholic Women's League. You have a very special spot in my heart. You've been so faithful to this Holy Rosary Apostolate throughout the year. And I don't know what I would do without you. One thing I know, but this is, and I'm laughing, but this is so true. You know, women are very faithful to prayer. Now, I'm not trying to beat up on the guys, but I find that when a woman says that she's going to pray for you, she pretty well is going to pray for you. Sometimes guys, we kind of say we're going to pray for somebody, but, you know, we kind of, it's hit and miss a lot of times. But when you study sacred scripture, the women never failed. They never failed. They were always, on the mark, you know, serving the Lord, helping him. And again, you ladies have just been so good with your financial donations, but also with your prayer support. And so again, just want to thank you once again. And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And so, of course, I enjoy giving shout-outs, so always email me and maybe give me a request for a song or something like that, or give me your comments about the show, and you'll find me on the CKWR website, and there's links to my program there, two programs, there's to say Bishop Sheen and the Holy Rosary. Anyway, well, again, the hour went by so quickly. Thank you for praying with me, and so until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace.
Salve Regina, Maria.